Hey everyone, I'm sorry it's been so long since I have posted. Actually, wait, has it really actually been that long? I feel like it's been a long time because I normally posted like every single day. Yeah, it's been almost a week, so sorry about that. I've just been kind of like busy lately, and also when I'm not busy, making a podcast just doesn't come to mind. Instead, I've been like writing or reading or talking to my friends, so I don't really have that many episode ideas anyway. So I just thought I would make another advice episode because I got some people asking for advice on some topics. So yeah, I would like to say, even though I have a door now, it doesn't really block out that much noise, unfortunately. And also, anytime anyone opens or closes a door throughout the house, it like makes a really loud banging noise and like shakes all the other doors. So there's going to be lots of background noise, whether it's the door itself or people talking. But yeah. I would make just like a random rambles episode, but I don't know how many people actually listen to those, but I do have a lot of things to talk about, so I might do one of those eventually. And I'm just gonna throw my phone on my bed so I don't get distracted. Okay, done. Pretty much, I just have 5 things that I'm gonna talk about. It's just gonna be like big sister advice, I guess. And honestly, the first thing that I got a couple of people asking for, and like, I don't want to talk about this, it feels so awkward, but, you know, everyone's, like, looking to me, because I'm the one with, like, a boyfriend, so, yeah, everyone's like, can I please have some advice on boys? Like, anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and say, don't be me. I always had, like, I hated boys. Like, just a couple years ago, honestly. They just made me really frustrated. They made me uncomfortable. Anytime that, like, I would talk to Rhett, I just did not like him at all. And, I don't know. I just got really, like, frustrated with some of the guys' personalities. Just because I'm an introvert and I didn't know it back then, but I really, like, I get overwhelmed by certain people. But, please, I'm just gonna go ahead and say, please don't just, like, hate guys for being different than you are, because yeah. But anyway, if you actually like have a crush or whatever, I would just say maybe everyone's always like, just tell them how you feel, like just do it, it's not that hard. But for me, I definitely like it was hard. I did not actually like say it first, honestly. It was just dragged out a long time and it took a while for me to even like admit that I liked Rhett. Yeah, I just had a problem with that. But basically, don't force anything into what it's not, I guess. If you're just friends and you really don't think that the guy likes you back, then don't force anything, because then it would just make the relationship uncomfortable completely. Especially if you're younger. Like, I get that you're gonna have a crush. Like, my little sister has had a crush before and it's like really sweet, and the kid that she had a crush on was really sweet too. But honestly, at that age, like, whenever you're younger, you really can't do anything about it. Like, I know some kids are like dating whenever they're like 10, but that just doesn't seem right. So I would just say, don't make any relationship what it's not. And if you do tell a guy how you feel, then if he doesn't like you back, don't let it be, like, the end of the world, because, like, honestly, that would have sucked if that's how it went with me, but it didn't, so, I don't know. Oh, Lola's wanting to go out of my room. Are you just gonna stare at the door? Is that what's up? Hey, I would pick her up and, like, shove her near the microphone to see what, if she, like, meows or something, because she's adorable, but she hates me, whenever I do that. So, anyway, yeah, I don't really know how to do this whole, like, advice for boy, like, being... I don't know. See, I just get awkward whenever I talk about this kind of stuff because it just makes me feel weird. But people were asking for it. So, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, like, I don't think anyone, like, understands, like, how I actually feel, because, like, I'm only 15. Like, you can't love a guy that much. Like, you're only 15. It's not real. It's just, like, puppy love is what I get told constantly by all of my family. And if you have to deal with that, too, with people, like, making you feel like, oh, is this fake? Like, I doubt things a lot, especially since I, like, I'm a pretty anxious person. Just maybe don't let other people ruin something like that for you. I don't necessarily agree that loving someone is something you can't control. I think you can control that because it's just, I don't know. I'm not gonna go into that, but yeah. Just be yourself. Like, I know a lot of people are just gonna put on a fake, like, face for anyone that they like, but this is for everyone. Like, just be yourself. Honestly, I have, like, a hard time I don't even, like, try and be someone else. I just don't be anything at all. Like, I went to church today, and I just sort of sat there listening to the conversations instead of trying to put any effort into being part of them, and I felt massively uncomfortable. And it might have been my fault, it might not have been my fault, but really for anything, any relationship at all, whether it's with, like, someone you have, like, as a love interest, or you just want to be friends with them, just be yourself, because whether or not, like, you end up being a couple or not, like, it really just matters that you were friends. I would say become best friends with someone before you, like, date them, because honestly, it just feels so much more right that way. I would not want to actually, like, just go on a date with someone after not knowing them at all. Like, I feel like that's easier for me. My parents made a rule where I can't be, like, alone with Rhett. I would say a guy, but that's not true. Anyway, anyone that I'm, like, dating, I can't fully be alone with them till I'm 16. So I can't actually, like, go on a date. It's just like that, but whatever. I'm not gonna go into any more, like, deeper topics on that, but yeah. Become close friends with whoever it is that you like. Be yourself. If you're younger, maybe don't try and become in a relationship, like an actual relationship, because that just probably won't go anywhere, and it's kind of pointless if you're just dating to break up with them eventually. And I don't know. If those feelings are making you, like, frustrated or sad, maybe it's just not right. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm done with that. Next thing that I have for this sisterly advice would be with friends and drama. So, I've experienced a lot of that. I have become best friends with some people, and then they moved away and never talked to me again. So, I know how it sucks to, like, be super close with someone and then realize, oh, they've been talking behind my back this whole time. Like, they've been saying to people that they weren't actually my friend. Like, that really sucks. I also know that it's really hard to be friends with someone for a long time and not end up having some sort of drama or something going wrong. Like, me and Lauren, we may seem like we're besties, nothing's ever gonna happen to us, but there are some times where I've clearly I was very scared for the relationship because I guess, like, ever since I've gotten closer to other friends or Rhett or whatever, it's just been really hard on both sides. We've both become friends with other people. I don't have any friends here in Texas yet, but in Germany, like, we both ended up feeling like we were scared the other person would, like, grow tired of each other, like, of us because they found someone better. And you really just have to put effort into the relationship. I text her, like, every day. Any of my friends that I have, I text them as often as I can. I do have a lot of friends, so that's, like, a lot, especially since my dad, like, tracks the amount of notifications that I get, so, like, sometimes it's hard. But you can't really just stay friends with someone if you aren't putting any effort into it. And if drama happens, if they're the one causing all of it, if nothing was, like, a problem for the both of you, then it's all pretty obvious that they're a toxic person. And for me, if someone is toxic, I'm not going to be, like, toxic back and be like, well, you're a terrible person, so, like, I'm cutting you out of my life. But I will be, like, I'll try to end things on good terms. Like, Lauren had a massive, like, deal with this person she had been friends with for a long time. And that was just a mess. And, like, it was just the other person. I'm not going to say whether it's a girl or a boy, because then that would be specific. I just feel like it's better to just keep it anonymous, I guess. They were just causing a bunch of drama. And it was really bad, and Lauren ended things on good terms, and she tried to fix the relationship, but it ended, it had to end because she was only getting hurt by it. And I've, like, recently had that a lot, too, with a lot of people, and I just realized if I'm not getting anything good out of a relationship or in a group of people that I'm friends with in general, just, like, maybe just don't, like, put all your effort into a relationship that you're only getting hurt out of. You can just say goodbye to those people if that's how that happens, and don't be someone to cause drama, because if you just start, like, spreading things behind people's backs, or if you are, like, you make up problems just so, like, you have something, like, that is interesting, or if it entertains you to just, like, mess with people, then it's really bad, and you're probably going to be, seem very toxic to other people, and it's just not good. I've had people on my podcast, like, in my comments say, don't talk about drama, it's better for all of us, like, just don't talk about it in general, like, at all. And I'm like, well, it's a thing that some people don't know how to deal with, so I kind of have to talk about it if I'm doing something like this. But yeah, oh my gosh, my throat hurts so bad. I get to this point where I'm just talking so much that I'm dying inside. Anyway, yes, don't cause drama. And if someone you are close with starts causing drama for no reason, maybe it's not best to be friends with them. Next thing, being productive. Yeah, the next couple things that I'm going to talk about, I have a problem with too. So it's sort of like, I don't know, I can't say any of the stuff that I'm going to give as advice actually works, because I'm still working on it, but, you know, it's what I'm trying to do. Anyway, being productive, I have a problem while I'm doing school with getting distracted, and if I'm doing anything, I get distracted really easily, whether it's from my own thoughts, whether it's a book, whether it's YouTube shorts, like, I have a problem with it, and so, really, I just have to sit there, and I have to, like, talk to myself, like, this may seem like it's easier, like, just scrolling on my phone just seems easier, and I'll be happier if I do it right now instead of working on my school. But truly, if I finish my school and I don't waste time and I don't waste hours of time that I could be working on my schoolwork, then I'll feel so much better afterwards, because I was like, oh, I got all this done in a timely manner, I was productive, I got all this stuff done, and it just makes you feel better. Not only is it, like, helping you by doing other things, like, getting all the stuff you need to be done, to get done, oh my gosh, I cannot speak, anyway, you just feel better, and whether that means you have to, like, put your phone up completely, like, turn it off, put it in a drawer, or if you just, like, need to make a list of things, you have to put in effort to be productive, especially, like, this is coming from someone who has to put in a lot of effort, but, yeah, it really just helps a lot if you put, more effort into what you're trying to do, whether that's just chores or schoolwork or homework or anything. You have to put effort into it. Next is kind of with the friends and drama part. It's dealing with hateful people. I know a lot of the kids these days have a bunch of, like, social media platforms. They have all these ways for people to get to them, whether it's from a game or if it's from commenting on a video. Or if it's content creation, you can have people attack you for certain things, whether it's just outright hate for absolutely no reason, or if it's people not agreeing with you. I just have to say, you have to ignore it, and it's not easy to, because it can really get to your head, but no matter what, whether it's a person in real life or if it's online, you have to ignore it. I personally have learned from my podcast, if someone is just hating, I can't just, like, be like, oh, I need to give this person a second chance, I'm not gonna block them yet. I know that none of these people are gonna care. They're just gonna keep hating. I let this one person stay unblocked for, like, a week, and I got the most ridiculous amount of hate comments. They were being absolutely terrible to me. It was horrible. They were just being extremely rude. And so I deleted all the comments that they made, and I blocked them. I have a long list of people that I've blocked ever since I started talking about my beliefs, because I've gotten all this hate that really will mess with my head. And being a naturally anxious person, I know that it's not a really good thing for me to have all this hate floating around my head. So I have to ignore it, and I have to know that my worth, like, what I'm worth doesn't really, I don't need to be told that by all these people who are saying I'm nothing and I'm disgusting. Like, it's not something I need to worry about, especially since there are going to be hateful and toxic people in this world who will come at everyone just because they can, whether it's them hurting or, I don't know, it's just, like, who they are. You just have to ignore it. I feel like that's the only way you can do anything. You can't come back at them with rudeness, because then that's just, like, fueling them. But, yeah. Last thing I have to talk about is something I struggle with a lot. I have a bullet journal. And in each month that I do, I have a mood tracker. And if you would go through and see the, like, the colors or the smiley faces that I do for each month, most of the time it's either content, which is just kind of eh, or it's like not feeling good at all. I have so many days where I've been stressed or sad or angry, and I've realized that it's because of the people that I'm around every day. I can't really control that. I can't control like what I'm having fed into me by just how people treat me. But like, I mean, on my podcast and within my family, there's like, sometimes it's just hard for everyone to be happy, and it rubs off on me, and I end up having a terrible day just because some people like lost their temper, or I got my phone taken away, or I was doing something that I didn't know was wrong, and like I got in trouble for it. It's just, it's hard, and I have trouble being happy with all of this, but I know that like happiness is something that you have to like work on yourself. Like, you can't just sit there and expect, oh, happiness will just like come out of nowhere. No, you have to work on it. And I don't really know how I'm gonna do that, but I've just been journaling a lot, trying to sort out my feelings, things that I know that make me happy. If I'm allowed to do them, then I will do them. Like, I've been reading a lot, I've been writing a lot, reading my Bible as much as I can. I'm trying to do things I know that make me happy, and I'm really just working towards having, like, one day where there wasn't a single thing that bothered me, and that I was just a happy person, because it's hard. But, when it comes to it not being your fault that you're having, like, bad feelings forced on you, I don't really know how to help with that. But just know that I'm here for you. I'm sure you have people in your life that are here for you. You just have to remember, like, there are some people out there who are there for you. And if there isn't, I'm here. I don't care what you believe in. I will always be here for you, whether I agree with your beliefs or not. So, yeah. I guess that's enough of me talking about 20 minutes. I need to open the door really quick for Lola. Lola, go out. There you go. Just go. Go. She's just standing there. Come on, faster. Oh, okay. You change your mind? Oh. Okay. Okay. She's so silly. Anyway, yeah. I hope you got something out of this episode. And yeah, it was interesting. I don't know if I worded anything correctly or if this will actually help anyone, but yeah. If not, at the very least, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I might make another one later. I really want to do more gaming, but the only way to do that is to record the TV, which is absolutely terrible. I haven't actually, like, played video games in weeks because I can only do it on the weekends, and I'm always just like, eh, I don't really want to. And on my iPad, I can't play games on my iPad or my phone. For some reason, I don't really know what the difference is, but yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry that there's, like, no gaming content lately, but if you have anything that you'd like me to do, a video or an audio episode, make sure to tell me, and I will try and do that. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed, hope this helped you, whatever, okay.